USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Coronavirus concerns continue. Some 3,500 people on board the Grand Princess cruise ship sitting about 70 miles off the coast of San Francisco. Well, some of the folks on board will now be tested for the virus now that a California Air National Guard helicopter dropping off test kits onto the vessel. The concern, three passengers on the ship's prior cruise to Mexico had the virus, and one of those three people, an elderly man, passed away. Now, some of the passengers on that cruise continued onto this cruise, but were never tested. Vice President Mike Pence heads up the White House Task Force on the Coronavirus.
We're focused very much on a cruise ship just off the California coast today. The Coast Guard delivered a sufficient number of tests for the passengers on that ship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer takes to the Senate floor to explain himself, the minority leader not apologizing for the remark he makes at an abortion rally about two conservative Supreme Court justices. Schumer saying Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh would pay the price for decisions they make in abortion rights cases. Schumer expressing regret over his choice of words.
I'm from Brooklyn. We speak in strong language. I shouldn't have used the words I did, but in no way was I making a threat. I never would do such a thing. And Leader McConnell knows that. And Republicans who are busy manufacturing outrage over these comments know that too.
Chief Justice John Roberts calling Schumer's remark dangerous, and Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor calling the remark astonishingly reckless and completely irresponsible. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, Elizabeth Warren out of the presidential race. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is suspending her presidential campaign. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton reacts to her decision.
Well, she brought a unique and distinct voice to this field, there's no question. But one thing that we hear across the country from literally every Democrat is we've got to get together to unify to beat Donald Trump and then unify this country again.
Moulton, speaking there on Capitol Hill, has already endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Warren, meanwhile, says she's not ready to endorse any Democratic presidential candidate. I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio Economic News, Chris Barnes with the latest unemployment numbers from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department's latest report says around 216,000 American workers did file first-time jobless claims last week. That's a decrease of about 3,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in Massachusetts, Illinois, and Rhode Island. The largest decreases in claims in California, Georgia, and Pennsylvania.
Taking a look now at your money, another wild session to tell you about on Wall Street. The Dow losing 969 points to close at 26,121. The Nasdaq down 279 points. The S&P 500 down 106 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.